Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 31st. Well, the city of Quincy will lose almost $600,000 in federal grant money to repair and rebuild sections of seawalls on Howes Neck along Manet and Nutt Avenues. FEMA has canceled more than $7 million in grants to Massachusetts communities that was being used to make repairs from flood and storm damage dating back to Superstorm Sandy in 2013. Recently, the Trump administration also rejected federal assistance to Massachusetts for damage from this year's February blizzard. Governor Healey has sent a letter to FEMA demanding that those cuts be restored. No swimming at Wollaston Beach in Quincy. Results of water tests taken this week indicate unsafe levels of bacteria in the water at four sections of Wollaston Beach. Signs are posted and red flags are flying, advising people to swim at their own risk. Water at 13 Quincy City beaches tested safe for swimming this week. The weekly beach water testing program will run through Labor Day. Beginning this evening, two roadways through the Blue Hills Reservation in Quincy will be closed on the weekends. The Department of Conservation and Recreation is closing Wampatuck Road and Chickatobit Road Fridays at 5 p.m. through Sunday evenings. In a trial program aimed at eliminating drag racing, speeding, and other disruptive motorist behavior, the weekend closures will run through early September. The test program was developed after many years of resident complaints about dangerous driving in local neighborhoods, especially on the weekends. City and state leaders, along with public safety officials and traffic engineers, decided on the pilot road closure program. In an effort to reduce the disruptions, the program will be evaluated in the fall. Well, authorities have now identified the 17-year-old driver of a stolen SUV who was killed Wednesday morning when the vehicle crashed into a tree during a police chase in Abington, seriously injuring four other passengers. Plymouth County DA's office and Abington police have identified the driver as 17-year-old Sebastian Hamilton of Weymouth. According to investigators, Abington police spotted a red Hyundai Santa Fe that had previously been reported stolen in Brockton and attempted to conduct a traffic stop. The SUV left the roadway and struck a tree near 877 Washington Street. Five people between 14 and 17 years of age were inside the vehicle at the time of the crash. A female passenger was ejected from the vehicle. Three other passengers, including one male and two females, suffered life-threatening injuries. They were initially taken to area hospitals before being transferred to Boston for further treatment. Hamilton became trapped inside the wreckage and was pronounced dead at the scene. The four surviving passengers, whose names have not been released, remain hospitalized. Officials have not released additional details about the circumstances leading up to the collision, although the officer involved in the pursuit has been placed on leave in accordance with the department's protocol. The crash remains under investigation by Abington and state police. An Abington woman has been arrested for allegedly abusing her infant child. Prosecutors said yesterday that 34-year-old Jillian Timmons had allegedly caused physical harm to her two-month-old daughter. Timmons is charged with two counts of assault and battery on a child causing serious bodily injury and one count of reckless endangerment of a child. State police assigned to the Plymouth District Attorney's Office and the Abington Police investigated Timmons after she brought her daughter to South Shore Hospital on July 17th. A mandated reporter at the hospital contacted the authorities about suspected physical abuse. The baby remains hospitalized for treatment at a hospital in Boston. Detectives determined there was probable cause, and an arrest warrant was issued. She was arrested yesterday afternoon. Timmons will be arraigned today in Brockton District Court. New surveillance video appears to show an alleged road rage shooting in Hingham last week. 60-year-old Stephen Lysons of Hingham, was charged with assault to murder and other gun-related complaints. According to prosecutors, the road rage incident began when a car that Lysons was a passenger in threw a tissue out the window while driving on the highway. A truck driver followed the car to the parking lot of the Hingham Public Library. Video from the library shows the driver of the truck and the driver of the gray car getting into a heated exchange. After the argument, prosecutors said Lysons fired two shots at the truck driver. The moment those shots rang out was captured on surveillance video from a nearby house. The truck driver was not hurt and drove away. Lysons was released from jail yesterday. The two police officers focused first on Lindsay Clancy drifting in and out of consciousness in the snow after jumping from her Duxbury home's second floor window. Within minutes, they were racing into the basement after her then husband screamed that all three of their children were dead. The testimony came after jurors spent 2 days listening to testimony from Patrick Clancy and his anguished 911 call. He was still on the phone when he discovered the bodies of 3-year-old Dawson, 5-year-old Cora, and 8-month-old Callan. Minutes after returning home from an errand, his wife asked him to run. Patrick Clancy has said in interviews that he forgives his ex-wife, whom he viewed as ill rather than evil. The trial marks the first time he's seen Lindsay Clancy since the killings. She remains paralyzed from the waist down after using multiple methods to try to end her life that night. Officers Stephen Hall and Brian Josephine testified yesterday that they were each dispatched separately to the house. Hall said they arrived to find Patrick Clancy yelling for help from behind the home. Patrick Clancy testified earlier this week that his injured wife told him the kids were in the basement, but she didn't say they were dead. When the officers followed the sound of his screams downstairs, only 8-month-old Callan had a faint pulse. If convicted of murder, Lindsay Clancy faces life in prison without parole. If found not guilty due to lack of criminal responsibility, she'd be committed to a state mental health facility. The South Shore YMCA's recent 30th annual golf classic raised a record-breaking $254,000, the most ever in the event's history. More than 240 golfers took to the links at the Pine Hills Country Club in Plymouth earlier this month for the event that raises funds to support the Y's summer camps, youth programs, and financial assistance. The event also included live and silent auction items. South Shore YMCA President and CEO Trevor Williams said the outing is a major investment in their mission to help children and families across the South Shore learn, grow, and thrive. Next year's Golf Classic is scheduled for July 14th at Pine Hills. The Thomas Crane Public Library's new Book Bike is scheduled to be at the Kilroy Square Farmers Market in Quincy Center today from noon to 4 p.m. The Book Bike offers books for browsing, lending, and the opportunity to sign up for a library card. The Thalia Theater Troupe of Quincy will perform a new series of one-act plays at the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater in Quincy tonight and tomorrow night from 6 to 8 p.m. You can visit ThaliaTheaterTroupe.org for more information. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead will present Colonial Blacksmithing and Embroidery Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The Homestead will also be open for tours on the hour and half hour. The final tour begins at 2:30. The grounds and gardens are open daily to the public at no charge. New sidewalks are being installed along Quincy Shore Drive from Carl Street to C Street. The Department of Conservation and Recreation says the project will also include 12 new light poles. The work will continue into the fall. City of Quincy's Neat Neighbors Contest is accepting nominations through Labor Day. 30 winners will be chosen at random in September and will receive a gift certificate to a local garden center. Nominations may be emailed to pdoherty at quincyma.gov or by calling 617-376-1251. Free lunches are being provided for Quincy residents 18 and under at the Parker Elementary School, Lincoln Hancock School, Ward 2 Community Center, Snug Harbor Elementary School, and the Montclair Elementary School this summer. The meals are available weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. through August 21st. The meals must be eaten on site. Check of business news, and stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 613 points. The NASDAQ rose 679, and the S&P is up 121. Asian stocks rose. The dollar was higher. The euro fell. Oil at $85 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox beat the A's 5-4 last night. They stay on the West Coast and open a series with the Dodgers in L.A. at 10:10 tonight. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, mix of sun and clouds, high of 82. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low 61. Tomorrow, sun and clouds at a high of 85. Sunday, cloudy, high of 84. Some showers on Monday, high 83. For the boater, waves about a foot. Winds northwest at 5 knots will become southeasterly later today, a high tide 1:23 p.m. Sunrise 5:35 and sets at 8:04. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 31st.